All right, this is going to be a quick demo of how you can add sustain events to MIDI, as if you've got a sustain pedal plugged in, even though you don't have one, which I don't at the moment. So I've got this piano part, and I've played the right hand, like the chords, with some pretty big gaps in them. So it sounds pretty weird without the sustain pedal, but basically this is probably how I would play it if I did have one, and I'm just going to add the sustain afterwards. So at the minute it sounds like this. So there's the gaps. So obviously that's going to sound better with some sustain. So I'm going to open the MIDI editor. And it's easier to do this in the event list view, I find, because you can choose what type of event you want to insert there. So I'm going to do Alt 3 to switch to the event list view. And now I'm in here, instead of moving between notes with my left and right arrows like I would in the piano roll in the default view, it's up and down arrows to move between events instead, because we're in a list. So
two, position, 1 point, 1 point.
Down arrow, I'm just going to move to the second note. This is where I would turn the pedal on, or press the pedal if I had one. And I'm going to hit I to insert an event here.
Add event dialog, use plus star slash for relative changes in any field. Use plus 102 to add one octave and two semitones. Type, combo box note collapse, alt plus T.
Okay, bit jabbery, but type of event. So I'm going to choose CC.
Control change, CC.
Control change. And I'm going to tab until I get to
position. Edit alt plus T selected 1.1 point.
So the position's fine. Tab again.
Channel, combo box.
Channel is channel one. That's fine.
Controller, combo box collapsed. Edit alt plus N selected 69 volt.
Yeah, tab until I get to controller. And you're in a list here. You can go up and down in this list if you don't know the controller number that you want. But I know that sustain is 64. So I'm just going to type 64.
So,
and then tab one more time.
Value, edit alt plus D selected 127.
Okay, value is 127, which is going to turn the sustain on, and that's what I want. So I'm going to leave that as it is, and hit enter to click the OK button and save this event.
MIDI tape, piano dial.
And now when I play, sustain. So I'm just going to scooch forward a little bit.
24 less, position 23, 22, 20, 24 less 23, position 4.3.0.
Yeah, so I want to turn the sustain off
2023 position
on this last
2021 position
chord here. So there's a bit of a break in the sustain before we switch to the next chord. So I've got myself into position. I again to insert another event.
Add event dialog.
It's much the same. Choose CC.
Control change. CC.
Tab to controller.
Position and value. Edit alt plus D select the controller.
64.
Value. Edit alt plus D.
But this time in the value field, instead of 127 for being on, I want 0.
Selection removed.
To turn the sustain off. So hit enter.
MIDI tape.
And if we listen, sustain's off again. So I could repeat that for the next bar.
22, 21, 20, 26, position.
Let's turn it back on here.
Add event dialog, use plus control change,
channel
position,
change,
controller, combo box,
64,
select.
Value,
so add alt plus D selected 127. MIDI tape.
And then
37, 36, 30, 34, 30, 30,
38, 39, 40, 40, 42, 40, 44. Just
trying to find 40, 44, 40, 48, 47, 40, 45.
Oh yeah, there it is. That's where it's got to turn off.
Add event dialog, use plus control position channel. Combo box one collapse alt plus C controller. Select
64,
value,
0. Just turn it off. Alright, so for the first couple of bars now, we've got this. Sustain is on. It resets. Back on. And then it resets. And it's off again. So there you go. Just add those CC events where you want them. CC number 64. 0 is off. 127 is on in the value field. And don't forget to do Alt 1 when you're done in the event list to come back to the piano roll view. And then you can zip through the notes and chords with your left and right arrows like you're more used to doing.
WhatsApp data roll,
hope it helps. How do I send this thing?
Search, send voice message button.
Like this, I think.